Welcome back to Zone Blitz on this Wednesday. Ashlyn Sullivan and John Osier getting you ready for a trip across the country to face the 49ers. But first, we have some serious business to attend to. I can see you're ready for that.
I'm ready for serious business.
Okay, good. Pro Bowl. Calais Campbell, Malik Jackson, AJ Boye, and Jalen Ramsey all in. However, Yannick Ngakoue and Telvin Smith, they're Pro Bowl caliber players, and they're not in.
There's sort of two topics here when you've had the Pro Bowl. There's who got in and who didn't. Don't lose sight of the fact the Jaguars got four guys. It's the most defensive players in franchise history, and it's yet another example of how this defense is elite now. It's elite for this franchise all time. At the same time, there probably should have been at least six, maybe seven. Deshaun Gibson had a very good case for making it. But to me, Telvin Smith and Yannick Ngakoue, Telvin, I think everybody knows by now, outside linebackers have a tough time in the Pro Bowl voting because they're going against guys who are pass rushers on the edge. I think the system should change. It should be edge rushers as a separate category for the Pro Bowler. It would open the voting up for players like Telvin Smith who are deserving. Ngakoue, I can't explain. He had 11 sacks. I get that there are guys, Khalil Mack, other guys there. But this is a guy who made impact plays all year long, deserves to be there. Too bad he's not.
John, with the 49ers game coming up on Sunday, why is this such an opportunity for a statement win?
Well, I think when you get to this point in the season and you're good, which they haven't been for a long time, the Jaguars, you find that every game in December is a statement. Seattle was a statement. It showed they could beat a good team. Texans was a statement. They got in the playoffs with that. To me, the San Francisco game is a statement because it's a chance for this team to go out, take care of business on the West Coast against an improving team, and show that in a game where not a lot of people are talking about this game the way they talked about the Texans or Seattle. Can you go out and show that you can do it when not a lot of people are talking about it, when you're supposed to do it? To me, this might be more of a statement than all the other ones because this will take a professional-focused team to go win it. I think they will, but it will be a statement if they do it.
Today, Doug Marrone in his press conference said he would be shocked if this team changed. It showed the confidence that he had in his players, definitely.
It was as insightful a quote as I've heard Doug Marrone say all year. And he's been very good in talking to the media, very insightful. He's worked really hard at trying to tell people what's going on with his team. For him to say that he didn't worry about this team being motivated, that he would be shocked if it changed this week, it showed to me the trust that he has. He really does think this is a special team. Athletically, it's special. The things it's doing are special. But he thinks in terms of its professionalism and its approach that it's a little bit different. You usually don't hear coaches. Most coaches are worried about this kind of thing. They're saying, oh, boy, are they going to be motivated? Do I have to keep them focused for some reason? Doug's not worried about that, and that's very telling to me.
Well, due to the holidays, we won't be back with you until next Wednesday, but we hope you guys have a great holiday season. John, as you can tell, is very excited.